a burial in Mashhad ended 6 days of public mourning. Only Khamenei laid to rest at the holiest shrine in Shia Islam. BBC reported it. What matters is succession. Iran's next leader inherits the nuclear question and every regional conflict left unresolved. Oliapik TEE. Tus has the first word on what lies in our control, then Seneca.
In a theocracy, the crowds gather for two reasons at once. The genuine loss is real, and the state needs witnesses. At Nicopolis, I taught students about impressions, the difference between what appears and what is. A crowd mourning a leader looks unified. The reality inside it is fragmented. Some grieve genuinely. Some perform. Some serve the state. Some protect themselves, all visible as one body. Varand is buried its supreme leader and certified his successor with 500,000 people as the notaries. The real question is whether the state needed them to come so that tomorrow's hard decisions would look inevitable.
I know this funeral. The crowds are real. The mourning is real. But they are separate from the machinery that chose the next leader months ago. When I was exiled to Corsica, Rome did not pause. The Senate continued. My students found new teachers. The state produced what it needed and moved on. When I was recalled, it was not because the apparatus had been waiting. It was because the system had room for me again. The crowds at any gate are theater. The machinery is what happens in the rooms where crowds are not allowed. Iran's next leader was chosen long before this funeral began. What you are watching is not succession. It is performance. The successor inherits a machine built by someone else and must make it run as if it is his own design or let it break.
The story ran in BBC News. The mourning was genuine. The state's need for witnesses was equally so. That's old news for today.